So let's review. Our shir began with a braisa elaborating on the words of the Mishnah, Nikuner Nasu Nisim Ladasaisim. The braisa relates that Nikuner had gone to Egypt to obtain special doors for the Beis HaMikdash. On his return trip, the ocean became terribly stormy. One door was thrown into the raging waters, but did not calm the storm. They were about to throw the second door into the sea when Nikuner held on to the remaining door and said that they could only throw this door in together with him. Only then did the storm abate. Nikuner was still upset about the lost door, until they arrived at port in Eretz Yisrael, and the second door was right there bobbing in the water alongside the boat. Lafikach kol ha-sha'arim shehoyu b'mikdash nishtanu li'shalzav chutz mishar Nikuner mepnei shenasu b'nisim. Whereas all the doors in the Beis HaMikdash were eventually replaced with gold doors, the copper doors of Nikuner remained in place for posterity because of these miracles. After the previous Mishnah had mentioned several cases of people who were commended by the Chacham for what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, the next Mishnah cites other cases where the Chacham were not happy with the actions of certain people. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu l'gnai. The following are mentioned for shameful behavior. Shalbeis Garmu, Le'ratzu l'lamed al ma'isa lechem apanim. The Garmu family did not want to share their knowledge of how to prepare the lechem apanim. The Braisa adds that the Chacham tried bringing workers from Alexandria who supposedly also had this knowledge. However, these new workers did not have the proper skills and their breads would spoil or break apart, and the Chacham had to pay the Garmu family a high fee until they agreed to come back to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Garmu defended itself by saying that they had a Messiah that the Beis HaMikdash will one day be destroyed, and their knowledge might chas v'shalom be used for Avodah Zarah. However, b'dvarim halalu maskir noisim l'shvach. They do deserve praise for the fact that their children would never go out with bread made from fine flour, so that nobody would suspect them of eating from the lechem upon them. The Avtinas family did not want to share their knowledge on how to prepare the keteris spices. They knew the identity of the special spice called mala ashen, which caused the smoke of the keteris to rise straight up. The Braisa relates a similar episode with experts of Alexandria who did not know the identity of this spice. The Avtinas family likewise defended itself, for fear of their knowledge might someday be used for Avodah Zarah. However, b'dvarim halolu maskir noisim l'shvach, shlo yatzis isha mishal echad mehem muvusamos mi'olam. None of their women or daughters-in-law would ever wear perfume, so that they would not be suspected of misusing the keteris spices for personal use. L'kayim ha'shenemar v'yisim nikim ha'shem umi Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri related an incident that a family member of Avtinas gave him a secret list of the ingredients of the keteris, saying that as long as there were family members alive, they would not reveal it. Rabbi Akiva, realizing that their secrecy was sincere, said, "Me'ata asr l'saper b'gnusin shalelu. We may not disparage Beis Avtinas anymore." The Braisa concludes, "B'shimcha yikurucha u'mkaimcha yishivucha u'mshalcha yitnu locha. Ein odem nagea b'muchan l'chaveri. As Rashi explains, your livelihood is not from man, but from Hashem. Therefore, no one can take away what is meant for you." The Mishnah continues, Hugris ben Levi hayudeya perik b'shir, b'lei ratz l'lamed. Hugris ben Levi had incredible musical talent that he did not want to share. He was able to produce particularly beautiful sounds by putting his thumb in his mouth and his finger above his top lip, which would astound the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Tos Yeshanim cites the Tesefta that he too was concerned that it might later be used for Avodah Zarah. Ben Kamtzer le'rotz l'lamed ha'maisa k'sav. Ben Kamtzer did not want to teach his special technique of writing. He was able to place four pens between his fingers and write Hashem's name of four letters simultaneously. The Gemara says about these four families, Kulan matzu tshuva l'divrayim. Ben Kamtzer le'matzu tshuva l'dvarv. Beis Garmoi, Beis Avtinas, and Hugris ben Levi found a defense, but Ben Kamtzer could not provide any defense. The Mishnah and the Braisa conclude, Al Rishonim Nemar Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, Val Ben Kamtzer B'chaverav Nemar B'Shem Rishom Yirkav. The Gemara also derives from B'Shem Rishom Yirkav, Deloi Maskin B'Shmayu. We do not name a child with the name of a Rasha. The Gemara excites several teachings about the concept of a Tzadik. Afilo B'Shvil Tzadik Echad, Olam Nivra. It's worth creating the entire world even for one tzaddik who follows properly in the path of Hashem. Shenema, v'yara l'kemes ha'or kitoiv, v'ein toiv el tzaddik. Ein tzaddik niftam in the olam, at shenivra tzaddik kemoisa. A tzaddik never leaves this world until a new tzaddik is born that will replace him. Shenemar, b'zarach ha-shamash, uva ha-shamash. Actually, kav se-shimshay shel Eli, zarach ha-shimshay shel Shmuel ha-ramasi. Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu she-tzaddikim mu'atin, amad u-shesalan b'chol day b'dar. Hashem saw that the number of true tzaddikim in older generations would be few. Therefore, he spread them out throughout the generations so that there will be tzaddikim in every generation. The entire world exists in the schus of one tzaddik, as the pasuk says, "V'tzaddik yisoid olam." Once a person keeps the Torah for most of his years, he will no longer succumb to sin, as the pasuk says, "Ragli chasidav yishmar." We also learn from this pasuk, "Kivin shabal liyadi dvar vera pam rishonu shnia ve'enachayte shuv enachayte." Once a person passes two tests of the Eight Sahara, Hashem will protect him from further sin. One who seeks to defile himself will merely be allowed to do so, but one who seeks to purify himself will be assisted from above, as the pasuk says, "Im laleitzim hu yalitz, wal anavim yitin chen." Aveir mitamtem es libi shaladam. Sin pollutes and dulls a person's heart and soul. Shenema, v'loisitamu behem medan meisibam. Atikr minit mesim, ela minit tamtem. The words minit tamtem denotes that you will become clogged up and impure. Another drasha on this pasuk, Tan Rabbanan. V'leisitamu behem minit mesim bam. Odem mitame atzma ma'at, mitame noise harba. Milmata, mitame noise milmala. Boilem hazeh, mitame noise loilem haba. If a person defiles himself and his neshama even a small amount, he will in return be defiled from above. The same is true of Kedusha, as we learn in the conclusion of the parak, Tanraban, Viskadashtem Yisim Kedushim. All the Mikadash Asmer Ma'at, Mikachinoise Harba, Milmata, Mikachinoise Milmala, Boil Mazeh, Mikachinoise Loilam Haba. If a person makes small movements towards Kedusha, he will be assisted greatly from above in this world and in the world to come. Hanulach Amalam Amunah, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third parak, Amalam Amunah, and will begin the fourth parak, Teref Bekalfi, in the next share, Be'ez Hashem.